I said, I don't have $3,000.
I'm really not getting a good feeling about this case.
I can't believe she's doing this.
This daughter is done helping mom.
She says, just pay it for me. I'll get to it. Don't worry about it. You'll have it.
I can't even take care of me right now. How am I going to take care of a loan?
But mom says she's worth it.
I figured since I've been babysitting for her and everything else, by the way, your dad didn't babysit as much as I did.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. LaShonda Brown is suing her mother, Johnny Hunt, for a title loan she took out on her car to help Johnny through some tough times.
Order. All rise. Yes, case number 304 on the calendar in the matter of Brown versus Hunt. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Ms. Brown, this is your mother, and it is your claim that she asked you for some money. You took out a title loan on your car. The agreement was that she would pay back the monthly payments. She didn't do that. You've been doing it. You want your money. I don't know what your mother's defense is. She's looking at you sort of like this. So I'm going to start with her, as a matter of fact. Ms. Hunt, did there come a time when you were in some financial difficulty?
Yes, ma'am.
When was that?
Earlier this year, and I think it was around April. I get my months mixed up.
Well, don't get your months mixed up, because you knew you were coming to court today.
So, yes, ma'am.
So this
is
what...
It was in, March? It was early part between
to me.
March
so
and April.
In 30 seconds, we've changed the months.
It's between the March or April. March or April, that's why I'm not really sure which month it was. I was complaining that I was having financial problems. And I asked my daughter, if she could help me.
What was the nature of your financial problems?
I had lost my job, and I...
Lost your job with whom?
Yes, ma'am. I had lost
with
my
whom?
Job. I was behind...
Just a second. Listen.
I was working at Reggie's, a restaurant.
Ms. Hunt, not going to be easy.
Yes, ma'am.
In March or April, you had been working at Reggie's restaurant.
Yes, ma'am.
Which is located where?
At Fort Irwin, California.
How long had you been working for them?
I had been working for them for 4 years.
And in what month did you lose that job?
I lost that job earlier that year in February, but
earlier
I was already...
what year?
I lost that job in 2012, actually, and not February, yeah, February, because I had went into the hospital. So I lost that job.
Just then a second.
I got another job.
You want to think about this case again? You want to discuss it with your mother?
I don't know when we got the loan and stuff, ma'am. I just, my months are mixed up because I'm
We're talking years. We're not talking months.
No, that's when I lost that job. Then I lost a second job. I had two jobs within the time frame. I lost my second job earlier this year, and I had no money to pay my rent. I was behind 2 months in my rent. My landlord was about to kick me out, so I was asking for help. I had a car that was not running. I couldn't go out to look for a job that I needed, so I asked for help. And
listen, I know that you have a script in your head that you want to tell me. I have questions that I am going to ask you.
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to come around to my questions. You understand that, and then I'm going to start with you.
Yes,
got it? Because I have to tell you, I'm really not getting a good feeling about this case.
I can't believe she's doing this.
I can't believe that I'm not getting a good feeling about this case.
I'm sorry.
So the place that you were working, that you lost your job before March, was not Reggie's, where you had worked for 4 years.
I worked
It was
at
another restaurant just before March, because you said your difficulties were March or April of this year. So from what year to what year did you work at Reggie's?
I worked at Reggie's from 2009 to 2012.
And where did you work after Reggie's?
I worked at the library after Reggie's.
Which library?
On Fort Irwin. Every job I have has been on Fort Irwin.
What kind of work did you do at the library?
I was a cashier. I was the librarian aide, rather. And then I lost that job.
How long did you work for them, from when to when?
I only worked from them from June.
June of what year?
June of last year to January of this year.
June of 2012 to January of 2013.
Yes, ma'am.
In January of 2013, who did you work for?
I didn't have a job for a while, and then I started working for Strike Zone.
Strike Zone is what?
A bowling alley.
In what month?
I started working for them in March. By that time, I was so far behind in
everything. Just a second. You started to work for Strike Zone in March.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you still working for them?
About 8 hours a week, ma'am.
Are you working for them now?
Yes, ma'am.
So when you say you had lost your job, that was inaccurate. You did not lose your job. You had a job starting March of 2013, and you still are working for them.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, fine. Now I'm going to come to you. What kind of work do you do?
I'm a clerical administration.
For whom?
For the County of San Bernardino.
How long have you been working for the county?
I am on a temp basis, so I...
So you're not a full-time employee,
I'm not
you
full-time.
Work temp.
I'm a temp.
And you work temp for a company?
Yes.
The name of the company that you temp for?
Apple One.
Is that a state-run company, or is that a private company?
I believe it's a private company.
What do you mean you believe?
I've never asked.
Other than the work that you get for your temping, when you temp, do you have any other source of income?
I have a disabled child at home. So I receive SSI for him.
Mm-hmm.
I receive SSI.
How much do you receive in SSI?
A total of $1,503.
How old is that child?
He's 9.
Does he go to school?
Yes.
Does he go to regular school?
Yes.
What grade is he in?
4th.
Is he a full-time matriculated student in a regular school?
No, he's not matriculated. He's in a special ESP class, special ed class.
Does he require any special care when he leaves school? Do you have somebody taking care of him when he leaves school?
Me.
Well, what happens when you're working?
My father does it.
And who does your father live with?
He lives with his wife.
And you don't live with them?
No.
Your father lived far away?
No.
Other than your temp work for the county and this $1,503, do you receive any other source of income?
I get county aid for the other two children because I have a child on SSI.
So you have two other children besides?
Yes.
And you get aid for those children?
Yes.
How much do you receive?
$491 in cash. And then the rest in food, and 300 in food stamps.
491 for both children?
Yes. The other child was also on SSI. His SSI just got cut off in November.
So you had two children on SSI. How old is the other child on
SSI? He's 11, but he matriculated into regular schooling, so he's no longer receiving SSI. And I haven't put him on a case to receive county.
Go ahead, tell me your story. Tell me your story. Come on, I have two other cases to do. Let's go.
In May of this year, my mother called me, probably around the 2nd or 3rd of May, and she was crying, telling me that her unemployment back pay hasn't came in yet. She's not able to get to work right now, and she's having a really hard time. Her hours are getting cut, and if I would give her the money that I had put away for me and my kids' vacation that year, I said, I can't do that. I don't have that kind of money. She says, well, I need $3,000. I said, I don't have $3,000. No summer vacation costs $3,000. I don't have that kind of money. She says, well, didn't you pay off your car in February? I said, yes, I paid off my car in February. She says, would you take out a small title loan for me? I said, I would have to think about it.
I didn't ask you.
I told her I would have to.
I'm going
to
give you an opportunity.
I told her I would have to think about it, and I would let her know. On May 8th, she called me and told me she's going to get evicted because she's not picking up enough hours. And she says, I just really need your help. As soon as I get my unemployment back pay, I will pay it completely off. I said, fine. I went to the place, I took out the title loan, and before I signed the paperwork, I called her and I told her, I said, are you sure you'll be able to pay it off? Because the interest is really high. And she said, as soon as I get the back pay from my unemployment, it's taken care of, no problem. I said, okay. I signed the paperwork. First payment comes due. I talked to her 2 or 3 days before the payment.
When did the first payment become due?
June 10th.
When was your 11-year-old taken off Social Security disability?
November.
Of what year?
2013.
So now?
Now.
His up until that time, you have been receiving how much for that child?
$753.
Okay. Keep going.
So I told her that, are you sure you can make these payments or what's going on? And she says, I'm still waiting on my unemployment back pay, but my next paycheck, I will send you something, but I don't think I'll be able to make the full first month's payment. I said, so what am I supposed to do with the rest of it? She says, well, just pay it for me. I'll get to it. Don't worry about it. You'll have it. I said, fine. I made the payment. Then the next month comes around. I talked to her at the beginning of that month, and I said, Mom, you know the payment's due in 10 days. I still haven't gotten my unemployment. You know, with the backlog, with the federal, everything's all backed up. I haven't seen it.
All right, Ms. Hunt. Tell me your side of the story, please.
First of all, I knew she had the money in the bank. Well, I thought, assumed she had the money in the bank for her vacation. So that's why, you know, I didn't feel it was a loan. I figured since I've been babysitting for her and everything else, by the way, your dad didn't babysit as much as I did. And I thought maybe, you know, hey, Mom, I'll take, she said she'll make the first payment. And I say, okay, well, fine. That I considered it was a gift, or it was back pay for whatever I was doing for her. I didn't think, back pay. You know, a loan. I can't even take care of me right now. How am I going to take care of a loan?
I wouldn't dare. I don't know how she's going to take care of it. They just stopped her Social Security disability for her second child. Your income was cut in the third. That means that maybe you'll have to go work a little harder other than at a temp agency.
I have surgery coming up.
You have what?
I said I'm not working right now.
Why not?
Because I have a hernia that needs surgery. So I'm not working right now.
Well, when was the last time you did work?
I worked in July.
For how many days?
I worked 6 weeks in July, so I worked until August.
And before that?
Before that, I worked in February.
So you worked in February and July?
Yes.
What did you do between February and July?
I went to school.
What school?
VVC.
For what?
I finished my associate's in science.
If you finished your associate's in science, why aren't you working?
Because I'm entering into the nursing program. I'm going to do a nursing program. Mm-hmm.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
Sounds to me like you got a bargain. Sounds to me like you've got 19 months of rent and you only paid 7 months. I don't understand what you're suing for.
I don't think that I should have to pay for their bill.
I don't care what you think. Does that sound ridiculous to you? Grow up. You have three children. Very much. Case is over.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I think it was fair. I don't feel I owe her this money.
I know she took advantage of me.
I would never do that. I can't understand why she would feel that way.
Yeah, she went to Belize and she went to Vegas.
I didn't pay for the vacations.
I'm assuming the $3,000 I gave her.
Actually, I didn't. I have friends.
She told me that I should just pay for it and be happy about it.
I'm in a financial bind. I can't help her right now.
And everything that I have now is trying to keep my car.
I'm trying my best. I can't do it.
I hope she realizes she owes me that money and just gives me my money.
Isn't it always about money?
I barely talk to her.
Well, I hope me and my daughter can work it out and we can get back together. I mean, I miss my daughter.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Burdick versus Sigonik. Step forward.
Melissa Burdick is suing her mother, Donna Sigonik, for the return of rent, utility bills, and moving costs. Donna is countersuing for unpaid rent and repair costs.
Ms. Burdick, this is your mom.
Yes.
You rented a house from her?
I was intending to purchase the house from her.
So you were renting to buy?
Yes.
And it's a house that you had owned with your former husband?
Correct.
And you were divorced when?
August 2010.
And the house was in whose name?
Both of our house names.
Did the judgment of divorce divide that property?
No. It said that both properties had to be sold.
I don't want to get into that whole thing because I can actually keep this much simpler than that. You were paying your mother a certain amount of money every month for rent.
Yes.
When did you move into the house?
February of 2012.
And what was the amount of monthly rent that you were paying?
$750. That included the mortgage payment, the taxes, and the homeowner's insurance.
You were paying her $750 a month. You were not paying the mortgage directly.
No.
You were not paying the taxes directly.
No, I was giving it to her.
You were giving her $750 right. a month rent. Rent. Let's go back, Ms. Burdick. Before you moved into your mother's home, where were you living?
Down South Florida.
In a house or an apartment?
A house.
With whom?
My husband and my three children.
And who were you living with in the house that was owned by your mother?
Me and my three children. My husband was coming up on the weekends.
And the house in South Florida, did you own it or rent it?
Owned it.
And what happened to that house?
The house went into foreclosure when my husband broke his back.
So, just a second. So the house was foreclosed.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to living in that house, where were you living?
New Jersey.
And when was that?
My whole life. I moved to Florida in 2005.
Okay, so in 2005 you were buying or you bought a house?
I bought a house.
Okay, so that you had monthly expenses every month.
Mm-hmm.
So $750 is a relatively reasonable rent for a house for you and your three children and your husband. And you paid that rent to your mother until when?
Until I got the foreclosure papers on the house.
What month and year?
February 12th, so it was the 12th. 7 months later.
And you had paid her rent for 7 months?
Yeah. But I thought I was purchasing the house. I wasn't just going to rent the house from her. I would have went someplace else to purchase the house.
Well, shoulda, woulda, coulda. I don't know that.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
When was the last time you paid the mortgage? Because I'm looking at your counterclaim. When was the last time you paid your mortgage?
I personally.
I, no, no, Bird.
When was the last time you paid the mortgage payment?
So what is your counterclaim for?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Melissa Burdick says her mother, Donisa Gonick, owes for the return of rent and costs associated with a home she was trying to buy from her.
In any event, the house went into foreclosure. You want the 7 months' rent back that you gave her.
Because
you're not giving it back, the 7 months' rent. That's not happening.
But that's not my problem that they didn't pay their bills for the 2 years.
You live there. You ate the steak. You went to the restaurant, you ate the steak, you have to pay for the steak. Now, there was some convoluted story about why this house went into foreclosure, but I could almost set up the scenario myself. Your ex-husband stopped paying the taxes on the house. Is that right?
Correct.
Right. And you didn't pay the taxes on the house?
No, I never paid.
The taxes fairy didn't pay the taxes on the house. Somebody stopped paying the mortgage on the house?
Yes, he did.
He did. And since she was living there, who did you think was supposed to pay the mortgage?
He received the payments.
He received what payments?
He received the mortgage payments of the tenants that were living in the house.
So before that, there were tenants living in the house?
Correct.
Before she moved in?
Correct.
Okay. And your husband was taking the income?
Since June 2009, he was receiving all of the mortgage payments.
No, he was receiving all of the rent, is what you're saying.
Yes, all of the rent. Yes.
Until when?
June, July, January of 2012.
And when the tenants moved out, what made you tell your daughter that she could move in there?
She was having some difficulties down south financially because of her husband's issue with unemployment. So she came up and lived in my house for a couple of months.
Well, is your ex-husband her father or not?
No.
No, it's not her father. So he would have no interest in this.
No.
What's the status of the house now?
It's empty and it's in foreclosure. It's as of October 28th, it was still in foreclosure.
And nobody's living there?
No, it's empty, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. When did you move out of the house?
I moved out in August.
August of what year?
2013.
You moved out August 2013. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
So how many months did you live there without paying rent? Well, figure it out. How many months did you?
Well, almost a year, maybe.
Sounds to me like you got a bargain. Sounds to me like you got 19 months of rent and you only paid 7 months. I don't understand what you're suing for.
I don't think that I should have to pay for their bills.
I don't care what you think. Does that sound ridiculous to you? You lived someplace for 19 months. You paid 7 months rent. Now you want the 7 months rent back. Grow up. You have 3 children.
Now, I also want the moving expenses.
She's not doing that either. If you were really serious, what you would have done is when you got a notice of foreclosure, you would have gotten your 3 children and your husband and gotten out of the house. Instead, you lived there for a year.
We were still trying to save it.
So what do you want from me?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Now, it didn't work out. What do you want from me? If you were really serious about not wanting to live in a house that was in foreclosure, as soon as you got the notice of foreclosure in August of 2012, you would have moved out. But you didn't. You stayed there.
Yeah, we were trying to.
And now you want her to pay your moving expenses?
We were still trying to figure out how we could keep it.
Goodbye, you're ridiculous. Now, you two are ridiculous. Ridiculous. Have you paid the mortgage? Listen to me. When was the last time you paid the mortgage? Because I'm looking at your counterclaim. When was the last time you paid your mortgage?
I personally.
No, Bird.
No. I personally haven't paid the mortgage payment.
So what is your counterclaim for?
In 2009.
What is your counterclaim for?
For the 4 months that she owes me damages to the house.
Why is that excuse? You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
God just came to the door and said, here you go, and that was it.
The foreclosure from my former husband.
I was a little shocked. So I don't really recall, actually.
Oh, yeah. I was shocked.
This is very difficult since we were very, very close.
My daughter and I had a good relationship when she lived up there. We were close.
She took care of my daughter for 2 years when I was working.
Well, I have a 5-year-old granddaughter. I hope things can be patched up real fast.
Now my daughter does nothing but cry. She wants her grandma.
No, I'm just glad it's done. And it's over with and we can move on.
Well, I hope everything will go back to normal.